Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Of the C2P, I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests at your leisure. And we are under 3 weeks away before this thing gets started, the 2020 NFL Draft. And it's always fun to just kind of reflect and look back at how the days just start stacking up quicker and quicker over one another. As you think, you know, January rolls around, you're still in bowl season. You know, there's a couple all-star games late January. You know, you get the Shrine and the NFLPA, the Senior Bowl. Then we move on to the Combine. Now, this changed a little bit here. A few pro days were underway, but absent of that, you know, it was quiet, and that was not the case. But in any case, again, it's a great time. It's draft season, and we're going to be bringing you prospects each and every day as we lead up to the April 23rd, 24th, and 25th format. Again, we will not be public. It'll be held on television, but these guys won't be interacting, but nonetheless, that's the way of the world at the moment. But with that said, the standout from Samford, Nick Nixon, here on the C2P. Nick, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Well, it's treating me good. Just relaxing, practicing the social distancing, and just relaxing pretty much. How's everything treating you?
You know, everything's treating me, and, you know, it's kind of weird for me. Not much has changed in terms of what I'm doing right now because it's draft season. We're just doing draft stuff and interviews and more draft stuff. So, you know, being on the phone or in the cubicle like this, you know, I'm kind of secluded anyways. But I know it's a little different for you guys. I mean, pro days, private workouts, just staying in shape. Yes, I mean, sir. Something like that. How are you just trying to stay physically fit? I mean, you taking a run across around the yard, the house? I mean, kind of talk about a typical day as you try to maintain peak condition the best you can.
Yes, sir. So my backyard, it's big enough to do, you know, the stuff that I want to do, football drills and everything. So I got just a barbell weight, do some home body weight workouts. I just have to do the best I can with what I got. And, you know, sometimes whenever you're put in situations like these, you got to be able to adapt and just run the best that you can. And, I mean, whether that's running in your neighborhood or running out in the field, your backyard, just whatever it is. Like, I mean, I'll run down my driveway however many times until I hit a certain goal that I want to hit and do some offensive line drills with my brother. Things like that, you know, I get up and you have to be active during this time, because if I was down at school, I would be doing the same exact thing. So nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is the location and the situation. So.
Well said, Nick. And is it usually at this time, if you're still on campus, I mean, you know, you're through the but do you wake up in the morning, think you're missing practice because you're so accustomed to being in that routine? I mean,
yes, sir. So, I mean, just waking up, that, you know, with any football player, they'll tell you how it is. You get trained to, you know, wake up at certain times. It's weird. You know, I think I still have class and everything to go through, but like my body is just naturally like waking up at 7 o'clock or whatever time it is. Like it's hard to get out of that schedule once you've been doing it for 4 years. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, I'm curious. I mean, let's kind of go back way back when. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you playing a game of football? And were you a bigger but more athletic kid way back then?
Yes, sir. I played with the Goodlettsville Trojans and at Moss Wright Park in Goodlettsville, Tennessee. And I mean, I could just tell back then it was one of those things where I started off actually playing running back my first year. I started eating a little too much and became an offensive lineman, defensive lineman. So I always had those stripes on my helmet and just went to work every single day. I mean, back then it was just I was playing the game because I love playing football. I would just try to emulate everything that I saw the pros doing. So it was just the love of the game back then.
Excellent. Well, it's got you this far, Nick. I mean, you're a few weeks away from finding out your next destination. And like I said, I mean, I guess before we get on to what makes you special, but how gratifying is it knowing that those guys, you know, with the logos that all work underneath the umbrella that they call the NFL Shield, they're showing interest in you? I mean, how much self-satisfaction does that know that, you know, all that hard work that you've put in your career, they're kind of taking note of and recognizing?
It means a lot. I mean, just coming from a small school, I know we don't get a lot of exposure as the Power Five schools, and, you know, you have to sort of almost make a name for yourself, and I felt like I've done that. And I mean, it's honestly a blessing. I can't thank nobody but God for even putting me in this situation and having me get exposed. I mean, it blows my mind because I've never been you've always dreamed about it, but whenever it starts to actually happen, it gets even more crazy. So
I'm sure it does. And I mean, again, well-deserved stuff. You're well on your way. Once again, Nick Nixon, the Bulldog standout offensive lineman, kind of there to take some time here and join us here on the C2P. You folks know, again, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guest, Nick Nixon. So for you, I mean, let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies that make you a 2020 NFL draft prospect. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're with these scouts, you guys are breaking down tape, what do you think they're going to love about you, Nick? What are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with?
Athleticism. I mean, just coming in from high school and being an immediate starter as soon as I got to college, I think that's one of the things that they'll like. Durability, and like I said, definitely my athleticism and length and stuff. So I feel like, I mean, I can block some of the best DNs. I know I can. I've done it over my 4 years at Samford. It's just one of those things where I just went in and kept a humble head and just came to work every single day. And I think that's what they're going to love about me.
Okay. So now, four-year letterman, with that starting immediately?
Yes, sir.
Man, Nick, man, kudos to you, man. And I mean that. That's bad AAA shot. I mean, that's awesome
yes,
stuff,
sir.
Man. Wow. How proud are you of that?
Very proud. I mean, like I said, coming out of high school, I wasn't really the 255-pound offensive tackle, 260 pounds at the most. I mean, just coming out and doing that and being able to see the growth that I've had, and just listening to the people that mattered most, my coaches. They wouldn't have put me out there if they didn't believe in me. So it was just like, okay, they believed in me. Now it's time to, you know, I always believed in myself and my skills anyway, but them just believing in me and then having other players believe in me, it just drove everything that I did a little more. And, you know, you always came to work hard. I always came to work worked hard and did all that. And I mean, it means a lot.
Yeah, man, that's impressive. I did not know that. 4 year letterman. I mean, that's just it. It's just impressive, especially coming from you. Awesome. Now, this is your show, and we want the scouts to know you inside and out. What's something that benefits you, Nick, that they can't see on tape? I mean, it could be a film junkie, weight room warrior, team captain. It seems like your offense was pretty diverse. I mean, I was looking at the numbers. I mean, you guys were sixth in the SoCon in passing and sixth in rushing, so I think you guys were evenly balanced there. But is there anything that these guys need to know about that they can't see on tape that's definitely something that'll help you get noticed?
They're going to get a player that, you know, knows how to control off-the-field issues. I know that's big and everything, you know, NFL players that are in there, there's a lot of them that, you know, sometimes they can't control off-the-field issues. That's one thing that I feel like scouts and and everything. They won't have to worry about that with me. I know how to act right, pretty much. Also, film room, and I mean weight room, obviously. Like that stuff that's just a part of your craft. You got to take this seriously, and going to the NFL, that's a big jump. So I mean, and that's your job. So that's something that I'd obviously take seriously, and I have been taking seriously since I've been playing football. This is one of the things you got to take pride in and do every single day. It's a daily sacrifice that you have to make, whether that's the diet that you're doing, or staying in the weight room, or staying out on the field a little longer, watching film. It doesn't matter what it is. That's just the sacrifice that you make, and that's the sacrifice you have to pay.
Fair enough, and well said. Once again, Stanford standout Nick Nixon here on the C2P. I'm curious, what's your favorite play to run? I mean, if the play comes in and you get to execute the perfect block or the perfect pass protection, I mean, what's the one play that you say, this is my absolute favorite play to perfect and, you know, get graded out at the highest?
I love screens. Those are probably my favorite plays. The way that we ran it, and, you know, at Sanford, it would be me going out to get either the first hole player or the corner usually. And I just can think about back to my freshman year. We were playing Wofford, and I laid out the corner out there, and it sprung the wide receiver for a 60-yard gain. So it's plays like that that I love, because they never see it coming.
I love it. Great explanation, too. And how about you? I mean, Next Level Up Sports, they represent you. I mean, I'm sure you've got plenty of phone calls. You might have been walking on campus one day, didn't neck recognize the area code. But these guys are on the other end. How did you know that they were the best fit for you moving forward?
I mean, you know, just after getting done playing and everything like that, it was just one of those things where they were there, they were interested in me. And I mean, you know, anybody that shows interest in me, you're obviously going to, you know, pull towards them a little more. And it was just one of those things where they called, they were in contact, and just some of the values that they shared with me, they, you know, we shared some of the same values. So it was one of the things where I chose them. And yes, sir.
Yeah. And a great group of guys. And now you guys are working together, yes, as you guys focus in on this 2020 draft. Hey man, we are almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir, most definitely.
All right. Now, you mentioned, I don't know how old he is. He could be older or younger. I don't know. We're going to find out. But you mentioned you do some drills with your brother. I'm just curious, when's the last time that you guys let something get too competitive and mom or dad or somebody had to say, hey, cut it out?
Probably over the summer, this past summer, we let video games and our PS4s and stuff, we let that get a little out of hand, playing Madden and 2K. We always let, you know, it gets competitive. It's really competitive.
Just so you know, when we had Jimmy Garoppolo on, when he was going through the draft process, he said him and his brothers did the same exact thing. Their game was hockey. I don't know, it was on PSP. But so you share the same background, same question. Garoppolo and Nick Nixon both share the competitive, PlayStation episode. How about this one?
Yes,
linemen are usually the bigger guys on the team. With that said, who's the biggest eater amongst that Sanford Bulldogs line? And what was the biggest meal you've seen him eat?
I would say, honestly, all of us were big eaters. I mean, we went to Muck. There's a place in Birmingham, Alabama, called Mugshots, and it's this burger place. They got all kinds of signature burgers and everything. The linemen, we would just go out sometimes, and like, just depending on what we were doing, what our schedules looked like. And I'd say, honestly, the biggest eater was maybe Nate Lee, and he played left guard beside me. He could put down a burger, or maybe two. It just depended on the day. I mean, what we did for practice and everything. But he was definitely a big eater.
Excellent. And then the final one before we let you go today, and again, we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us, Nick. The weekend of the draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends, a day to celebrate your next football journey. Who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
The best cook in my family is probably it's my mom. I honestly don't care what she makes, because whatever she makes, it's always good. And I mean, I'll probably just, I don't even know. I'll tell her to make a, ask her to make a taco bar or something like that, because I love tacos. So.
Excellent, man. Nick, you're a fabulous guest. And again, we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us to let us get to know you a little bit better. And then we see you doing your thing at the next level. We can identify with the guy that we're seeing. But hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Nick Nixon, the Samford standout. And again, this brings, I mean, I'm glad he touched base on the athleticism, because I'm trying to pick up, you know, a little bit about him as I knew he was coming on the show. That was the one thing that really stood out to me, is you can see a very, very gifted athletic kid. And it probably also goes to the reason why he likes that Screen Bay, because he's the type of kid that can definitely get out of his stance, get upfield quickly. And then he talked about laying that safety out and for the big 60-yard gain. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2.
This has been a C2P exclusive.